You're listening to Iris Pick of the Week, local sports broadcasting on KVON.
Station. The Justin Stanhope Brave girls team, coached by Andrew Betancourt, and the Napa High Grizzlies, coached by Taylor Willett. It's high school basketball on the air with the Napa Valley Sports Boosters as your host. And good evening, everyone. This is Ira C. Smith, along with our statistician for tonight, Dino Alessio, set to bring you local basketball action in Napa.
Very excited to be here, Ira. Our third consecutive night of broadcasting hoops, and I'm looking forward to a really good competitive varsity game tonight.
Okay, the JV game is just about finished, and so we will be setting the scene here for varsity action in just a moment. I'd like to acknowledge that our engineer tonight is Sean Tooker, back from studying for those exams and the finals, and talking to him earlier, and he said he did fine in that, but we knew that he would. The Napa Grizzlies coming in with a 7-8 record. They are 1-1 in league play. The Justin Siena Braves come in with a 5-10 record. They also are 1-1 in league play, and it should be a dandy. Napa High with the visitors tonight will have a couple players that are out, one with illness and one with an injury. Justin Siena will have a couple players out, one with a concussion protocol and one that is ill tonight. Otherwise, we're going to be set for full rosters in the battle here for the varsity. In the JV game, they're in the final minute of play, and Justin Siena is leading. 30-22 is the score here in the second half, with 40 seconds to go in this fourth quarter of play, and Justin with the lead and the basketball, and they just turned it over. Napa gets the ball back, but down by 8 points with just over a half a minute remaining. So it's a good night for basketball. Settle back, relax, and hope you enjoy our broadcast. And we'll be back, and we'll hear from the coaches, the comments of Taylor Willits of Napa High and Andrew Betancourt of Justin Siena when we return after these messages from our KVON Sports Boosters.
More local sports coverage with Ira C. Smith on the way on KVON Napa.
Here is Vince Campagno from Napa Nissan.
Hello, everyone. I'm proud that Napa Nissan has been serving the Napa Valley community for almost 55 years and still going strong. My family started selling Datsuns in 1965, and we now have a full line of economical and dependable Nissan vehicles to choose from. If you are looking for a mid-size to full-size truck, we have it. If you are looking for a family sedan that gets up to 44 miles per gallon, we have it. How about an electric vehicle? We have the new Nissan Leaf Plus that has the range of over 240 miles. Our friendly, award-winning sales, service, and parts staff are here to serve you. Stop by today and see why Napa Nissan is the best dealer and the best choice in town.
This is Dino. As a leading community bank in the Bay Area, Bank of Marin is energized by the great work of their customers and committed to doing its part to help them grow. With personalized business banking solutions and one-on-one service and dependability, their lenders can tailor loan packages to fit your specific needs. Bank of Marin delivers custom financial solutions to make your business stronger. Contact them today at bankofmarin.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here is Janice Clifton from Abbey Carpets.
I started the business 29 years ago. I purchased it from one of my clients. All this time, we've been in the same location right behind Walmart. I have a great group of people working for me. They are all the sales staff are non-commissioned. Many of them have been with me 25 years and more, so we have a good group. We're kind of like family because we've been together so long. We do very small jobs up to very large commercial jobs to custom building. Right now, our most asked for products are ceramic tile, stone, and hardwood.
Now back to Ira C. Smith and local sports coverage on KVON.
Well, we're back here at the Dan Clark Gymnasium for a start of tonight's basketball game. The Napa Grizzlies coming in from across town to take on the Justin Siena Braves. Both teams here in Napa. So it's a crosstown rivalry. Let's find out a little more about the teams as we spoke with the respective coaches. First of all, with the visiting coach, Taylor Willits, in her first year as the head coach at Napa High, and find out about her team as they come into tonight's game.
Taylor, first of all, tell us about this year's team. What did you inherit when you took over from Darcy?
I inherited about five seniors from her, and then I had two that didn't play last year, so two that were off for a year that decided to come back, and then I had five of my players from last year, so big group.
When you played, did you enjoy the sport, which is why you decided to continue as a coach?
I loved it. It's my passion. After I stopped playing in college, I thought that was it. There's no competing from there, and then I found coaching, and I'm not looking back.
Tell us a little bit about your first experience there, get on the bench at Napa. Were you nervous at all? Or?
As a player?
No, as a coach.
As a coach, when I was coaching under Darcy. I wasn't nervous. They were like, they kind of, they're super, trying to think of the wording, like, it felt like family. It felt like I was back, like, being a player, and I was super involved. They wanted me to make contributions, and from there, it helped moving on as, like, a head coach later on.
So you were comfortable then?
Absolutely. I mean, they're both, Darcy and Michelle were both my coaches, and it's like we didn't miss a beat.
Interesting aspect is how you selected your assistant coach.
Yeah, well, last year I had Joel Garcia, who's now the head JV coach. He was my assistant, and he's awesome. I wish I could have brought him up, but I needed someone strong as the JV coach to take my spot, and he's doing such a great job. My husband, Adam, and we have a great relationship, and he knows the game of basketball just as well as I do, and we really work well together. We have a great relationship, as you can tell.
How would you evaluate your team at this point as we're early in the league part of the schedule?
We're really hitting our stride. I think the last couple of games have really shown our potential. I think our last game was a little rough, but I think we need those types of games to really push you forward through league.
Those were the comments of the Napa High coach. And now let's hear from Andrew Betancourt, the head coach in his sixth year as head coach for Justin Siena, although he's been around the program for some 15 years. Schools that have much larger enrollments?
No, that's something that we faced since I was a student here back in 98. So, no, it's something we're used to, and those schools would come back at you with, yes, Justin's smaller, but they can draw from three different counties. So, it's something that we deal with, and we just go try to play the best basketball we can play.
If there's one thing you'd look to have your girls improve on, what would it be at this stage of the season?
I think, as you saw the other night, finishing plays. The other night against Vintage, it was pretty apparent. We thought we did a really good job up until the finish of the play, whether it was not making our free throws or not finishing some shots inside. We actually, looking at our film, played one of our better offensive games in terms of generating good shots. So, as we go forward, it's just trying to finish a few more of those plays so that we're on the other side of the scoreboard.
You mentioned about the free throw accuracy. Is that anything that you work on in practice?
You wouldn't think so, would you? But yes, we work on it daily. We try to do different things every day, whether it's just regular, just kind of stand there and shoot a bunch, or if it's a contest, or if it's, included with some conditioning. But we do try to do it in many different ways. Really a rough night the other night.
What do you think of as far as the league this year? Is it similar to what it was last year, do you think, which was the first year of it, or are there changes?
I think it's pretty similar. I would say, and their scores would kind of show it so far, that Costa's a favorite. I don't think last year there was the clear favorite. I thought, Vintage obviously was the winner of regular season, but Costa won the postseason and I think tied them in the regular season. after CASA, I think the other six teams, every night's going to be a battle. And
does it bother you that there's no postseason this year as far as the league?
Yes. You know, those games are such a good preparation for North Coast Section playoffs, but also just they're just a fun game. I mean, last year we played Vintage in the first round, and, yeah, we lost the game, but it was a great atmosphere. The kids know a little bit more is on the line. And I know some of my favorite memories since I've been at Justin have been winning league championships in the league tournaments, which was back when we were in the MCAL.
Okay, well, those were the comments of Andrew Bentoncourt. He is assisted by Haley Kremen, who used to play for Justin Siena. As we take a look at the Vine Valley girls basketball standings, we find that there are just two teams that are undefeated in this early stage of the league play, and that is Casa Grande with a 2-0 record, and Petaluma that is 1-0. Now, the other teams that are 1-1 include both Justin Siena and Napa, along with Vintage. So the three local schools in Napa are tied for third place in the league. And then American Canyon is 0-1, losing to Justin Siena. And Sonoma Valley, which is 0-2 in league play. So that's the way they stand coming into the Vine Valley Girls Basketball League for tonight. Overall, Petaluma has an 11-2 record. And they are the only team in the league with a winning record out of the seven teams. The other teams and their records, Casa Grande is 5-7, Napa High is 7-8, Vintage is 6-9, American Canyon is 7-9, Sonoma Valley is 4-9, and Justin Siena is 5-10 overall. So that's the way it looks as far as the standings and the way it looks as far as the starting lineup will be given to you in just a moment. We're going to take time out for this from our sports boosters. Then we'll be getting set to get underway with our broadcast. They'll have introduction of players and the national anthem coming up very shortly. So I invite you to stay right there for that. In the meantime, let's listen to this from our KVO and sports boosters.
More local sports coverage with Ira C. Smith on the way on KVON Napa.
Brighten your day the Napa Electric way. How about making your home, office, or business brighter, fresher, and more attractive and easier on the eyes? Well, you can by just contacting Napa Electric, Napa's complete lighting showroom and ceiling fan center. Napa Electric even provides lighting design plans. Open 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. weekdays. Napa Electric's on Brown Street, just north of Lincoln. Get a daily electrical tip by going to either Facebook or Twitter. Brighten your day the Napa Electric way.
Hi, this is Gigi from Lido Auto Body, located in the heart of Napa. Lido Auto Body has been serving the Napa Valley for 43 years, and we know the automotive industry. Our number one goal is customer satisfaction. Lido Auto Body works closely with our customers and insurance companies to get you and your vehicle back safely on the road. Remember, it's your choice where you go for repairs. Make it Lido Auto Body, 1725 Action Avenue, proudly serving the Napa community.
Here is Janice Clifton from Abbey Carpets.
I started the business 29 years ago. I purchased it from one of my clients. All this time, we've been in the same location right behind Walmart. I have a great group of people working for me. They are all the sales staff are non-commissioned. Many of them have been with me 25 years and more, so we have a good group. We're kind of like family because we've been together so long. We do very small jobs up to very large commercial jobs to custom building. Right now, our most asked for products are ceramic tiles, stone, and hardwood.
It's Friday Night Lights.
And the Ira C. Smith Broadcasting Team.
On KVON Napa.
Thank you.
More local sports coverage with Ira C. Smith on the way on KVON Napa.
Hi, this is State Farm Insurance Agent Mark Coleman. I would like to urge everyone to become a member of the Sports Booster Club at the school of your choice. You can be a positive influence by supporting the youth and sports programs. I know the school's boosters will appreciate having you as a member. Also consider supporting the Boys and Girls Club of the Napa Valley. You can help benefit the entire community by helping send our youth in a positive direction. Everyone wins when we support the youth service organizations of the Napa Valley. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ron Pippert, owner of Soskal Auto Body here in Napa. Recently, a couple of chain store auto body shops have moved to Napa. Your insurance company may try to direct you to one of these shops. You have the choice to select the auto body repair shop that you want to repair your vehicle. Soskal Auto Body is a family-owned business serving Napa since 1972.
They
offer a lifetime warranty on all repairs.
Here, and of course, during the prayer, why it would be inappropriate for us to do any of the broadcasting. So we take a little pause during that period. And then they follow that up with the national anthem. And it would be disrespectful of us to be talking and giving you further information during the what was the singing of the national anthem tonight. So we're ready to go. Hope you're ready. Just settle back or relax. And on KVON 1440 Napa, California, we have the Vine Valley Athletic League matchup with Justin Sienna hosting Napa High. I'm Ira C. Smith, along with Dino Alessio.
And we're getting the starting lineups right now, and very glad to be here, and looking forward to a terrific game. Coach Betancourt promised me that the Braves would try to score more points than they did in the game we broadcast the other night, and I said, thank you, and he said, no, I said, we'll try to score more points. He wasn't guaranteeing more, but I think they will.
All right, here's the starting lineups quickly for the Napa Grizzlies. It'll be Charlotte Girard, Maisie Armstrong-Brown, Sophia Tinnan, Anna Newman, and Anna Gazletta. For Justin Sienna, Charmaine Griffin, Mary Heumann getting the start after a great performance the other night, along with Lexi Rosenbrand, Gabriella Richardson, and Isabella Wright. And Napa gets the opening tip, and we are underway. Napa working the ball quarter court over to the right side. Cross-court pass comes over to the side to Gazletta. She passes it back out. There is a three-point attempt up. No good by Girard. Rebound put back up and scored, but it will not count as getting the rebound was Tinnan, but she double dribbled just before putting the ball back up off the backboard. While it did go in, it was negated because of the traveling violation. Ewan tries to get the ball in the forecourt, but her pass was intercepted, and Napa has a break coming down, going up, missing the shot, and getting the rebound is Griffin for the Braves. And there was a high pass going down, and it was too high and sails out of bounds. So second turnover here against the Braves already, and Napa with the ball brings it in the forecourt as Napa works it over to the right side. There's a three-point attempt. Swish by Armstrong-Brown. Maisie Armstrong-Brown getting the first points in the game on a three-point basket. She is just a junior. So right away now with that situation, a couple turnovers and the three-point basket, Andrew Betancourt saw something he didn't like, so he's asked his team to take a timeout. We can tell you that Napa missing a couple players as Sophia Mostow is out ill tonight. Well, I guess she had an ACL problem. And Rosie Scaduto is out with illness. And Justin Sienna is minus Alyssa Curtola. She is ill and home recuperating. And Carly Wells is recovering from concussion protocol, involved in an accident, and we are happy that she's going to be okay, but she is missing tonight's game. Justin with the ball now as they get it over to Ewan. Ewan quarter court right side, looking at a zone defense, gets her pass back out to Griffith, the top of the key. Starts down the right side and passes into the corner. A three-point attempt from there rims no good. The shot attempted by Wright, and the rebound, Justin tries for it, and they get it, as it was Rosenbrand who ran it down, and then a whistle. And we have a foul call. That's the first foul in the ball game. And that is going to go on Armstrong Brown of Napa. That on Maisie is her first. Inbounds pass to Rosenbrand. Over to Wright. Spins, but shot no good. Rebound is put up, and it misses. Rebound is good. What great offensive rebounding by Gabriella Richardson. She missed her first shot, followed it up, and was able to tap it in. And the Braves are on the scoreboard. It's 3-2. Napa in the lead, and they have the ball. Coming into the left corner, there is a shot up, no good, by Gisletta. Rebounded by Napa. Wright takes it down three-quarter court. Now he goes in towards the corner to Rosenbrand. Quarter court left side. Now they bring it back. Hewen is the point guard out there at the top of the key. She looks around, passes over to the right side now. Gets it to Griffith, goes up with a shot. No good. Rebound off of Gisletta out of bounds to Justin Sienna. So we're just underway here at the Dan Clark Gymnasium. 3-2, Napa in the lead, and Justin Sienna to inbound to the right of the basket for which they are shooting. Inbounds pass to Hewen. Hewen passes into the right-hand corner. There's a pull-up jump shot, no good, by Griffin, and the rebound is to Napa High's Armstrong Brown. Gets it to Gisletta in the forecourt as the Braves get back in their defense, and Gisletta tries to drive around Rosenbrand, and it's going to be Lexi called for the personal foul. So that will give the ball out of bounds, and it's going to be Armstrong Brown to trigger the inbounds pass, and gets it in, and then there is a travel. She got the pass in to Tinnan, and the 5'9 sophomore, who, by the way, is quite an athlete, too. She has been in the Junior Olympics as a shot putter. There's interception by Gisletta. Gisletta drives in, goes up, shoots, missed, fouled on the play. It'll be a two-shot opportunity for Gisletta, as it is foul number one on Isabella Wright. And that puts Anna Gisletta at the free throw line. She's been on the varsity for 4 years. She's also in leadership, where she is kind of the MC. And Gisletta scores the first point for her, the fourth point for Napa here in this first quarter of play. Bounces the ball, eyes the basket, shoots the free throw, and misses. Rebound to Wright for Justin Sienna. She hurries down into the front court, pulls it back out. Now the ball is tipped away from her and taken by Napa High as Armstrong Brown in the backcourt. Gets it into the forecourt as she passes over the left side. There is another three-point attempt up, no good, by Girard, and the rebound, and a foul on the rebound. It's going to be against Napa High. The foul on Napa, I think it's on Gisletta. Oh, Anna Gisletta called for her first personal foul, the team's second. Team fouls are even now at two apiece. Hewen brings ball forecourt, and the ball is deflected, but Hewen gets it back. Good hustle play there by Mary Hewen, a freshman. And there's a travel as Griffith pulled the pivot foot. The Braves have just two seniors on their varsity roster, four juniors, four sophomores, and one freshman. And that freshman I mentioned is Mary Hewen, who had a good game last time. She had 9 points, played a real good game, and so she gets the start in tonight's game. Napa High with the ball, leading by 2 points. In the middle, there is a shot up, but a travel is called this time on Tinnan. So the sophomore gets the turnover, and Napa puts on a 1-2-2 full court press, and it's Griffith trying to beat the press, gets the ball over to Rosenbrand, crosses into the front court, drives to the baseline, stops there, brings the ball back out quarter court, over now to Griffin. Griffin out to Hewen, and there's a whistle away from the ball. A 3 second violation in the lane called against the Braves. As we're nearing the mid mark here in the first quarter, a low score, 4-2 thus far, as Napa tries to work the ball in the middle, but the pass is intercepted by Hewen. Drives in, goes up, she shoots, she scores. Nice play by Mary Hewen, getting the basket to tie up the game at four. We're midway through the quarter now, inside of 4 minutes to go in the first period. Armstrong Brown, and there is another whistle, and it's going to be a timeout this time. Well, last night in our broadcast, we were privileged to have Tim Malloy, who was seated beside us, and he is seated in the spot where Alan Rossi was. Alan helped us out on caller commentary and just had a bit of a headache and unable to make it tonight. But it's always nice to see Tim, who has done so much for athletics at Justin Siena. And Tim, I know that you do it just for the love of the sport, but what a great job you have done with so many sports and the athletes that you've worked with.
Yeah, it's fun. I like to be around. It's a release for me to come here and to work with the kids. And I'm on a board here at the school, so it's a lot of fun for me.
Well, you do your share plus a lot more, that's for sure. Armstrong Brown has the ball as we're working back into the action now. The Napa working the weave. Goes over to Tennessee. Hits about a 15-footer. A little bit on the angle left side. And Sophia Tennan puts Napa back in lead. Napa uses full court pressure again. Here's Hewen. She breaks the press. Gets the ball for court. Right side. Pass in the corner. Rosenbrand. Back out to Hewen. Hewen on the dribble. Guarded tightly over there by Armstrong Brown. Passes in the corner to Rosenbrand. Rosenbrand on the angle. Pulls up. Fires, no good. Rebound underneath is up and good. Coming through with that offensive rebound was Cassie Richardson, who had just entered the game during that last timeout. Driving all the way, putting a running shot up and missing was Wickersham, who had just come into the game too for Napa High. Underneath, Bright puts it up. Yes, and one. Oh, a good pass underneath to Isabella Wright. Not only did the sophomore get the basket, but she got the foul on the play. And see if we know who the foul was on. All right, that will put right at the foul line. She's the leading scorer this year on the team, although her average is 8.5 points per game. The team averages 32 points per game, and her free throw is up. It's off right, no good. And right now, the Braves have an 8-6 lead, just over 2.5 minutes to go. We're in the first quarter. Braves use a 2-3 zone defense, blocking up in the middle, just congesting that middle part. Tennan drives through, though, puts it up and scored. What a good play there by Sophia Tennan for her second basket in the game. Right in the backcourt. Yeah, she's got back here helping out now. Galambos had come in there to replace Hewen. Driving in is Wright. Her shot is blocked out of bounds, and so Justin will get the ball to the right of the basket, for which now they're moving it over to the left side of the basket. And Griffith looks to trigger the inbound, sends it out to Rosenbrand, stolen away. A fast break coming down is Wickersham. Goes up, shoots, missed, but was fouled. Ooh, she hit the side wall there. Now, Devin Wickersham is quite the good golfer. So many of these girls are good in other sports as well as in basketball. So it will be Wickersham at the free throw line, and she scores the free throw. Devin is a 5'6 senior, one of seven seniors on this Napa roster. She sights, shoots, and missed off the front of the rim. And there is a foul on the rebound. That's going to go against Tennan. So Wickersham split free throws, making the first, missing the next one. Into the lineup for Napa High is Grace Sedgley. No, Sedgley is in with 2 minutes to go here in the quarter. And full court pressure is bothering the Braves. And they're going to be called for a travel as Lily Galambos was double-teamed there and didn't have a release. Napa with the ball, driving in, going up, shooting, and missing was Wickersham. Rebound is taken by Justin, and a foul is going to be called on Julie Solomon. She's a 6'2 junior, both coaches have been using frequent substitutions here in the first quarter. And for Napa, Hannah Newman, a 5'11 senior, comes back into the lineup. Justin Sienna returns Mary Hewen to the lineup now. Into the forecourt comes Griffin, stops at the free throw line, but pulls the pivot foot, and so that'll be a turnover against Justin Sienna. Napa has gone into a one-point lead, 9-8, just over a minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. For Napa, gets Letta. Forecourt to Wickersham. Comes into the left-hand corner now to Sedgley. Working over to the right side. Armstrong Brown tries a three, no good. Nice defensive rebound there by Isabella Wright. Taken away from her by Gazzetta. Turns around, fires it up, no good. Rebounded this time by Griffin. And there's a long pass into the forecourt for the Braves. Goes to tried to get it in the middle, but the ball was intercepted there. And here's Gazzetta over to Wickersham. It back to Gazzetta, drives in, goes up, missed the shot. Napa gets the rebound out to Armstrong Brown for three. No good. Rebound batted around, and a jump ball is going to be called as both Gazzetta and Griffin went for the ball at the same time and both got there at the same time, and it was a jump ball rule. We're in the final minute now of the first quarter. 9-8 fast-paced action here in the opening period of play. Napa releases their full-court pressure now. It goes back to midcourt. And at midcourt, the ball is punched away by Gazzetta, so it'll stay with Justin Sienna at midcourt. Braves with a new 30-second shot clock now, too, as they look to inbound the ball. Comes into Hewen. Hewen almost lost it, but maintains control of the ball. Gazzetta is pressuring her quite a bit. Pass goes over to Griffin. Well out, well behind the three-point arc. Back to Hewen. Hewen's got some daylight, but she elects not to use it. Now she starts in. Passes underneath to Wilson. Wilson up. Good, but it will be a travel before the shot. And Andrew Betancourt slaps his hand and says, ooh, too bad, as Wilson got inside there, but could not get the shot away before she traveled. Here, Napa coming into the attacking territory and getting tied up. Good job there by Charmaine Griffin, a 5'7 sophomore. But the arrow shows Napa gets possession. Turnaround shot is no good. Rebounded by Napa. They keep control of the ball. Gazzetta fires a 15-footer. It rolls off. No good. Wilson tried for the rebound for Justin. Can't get it as Armstrong Brown does get it over to Gazzetta. Her hook shot, no good. Rebound, no good. Rebound is up, no good. And that'll end the quarter. What offensive rebounding there at the end of that first quarter by Napa High. So we're at the end of one. And the score is Napa High 9, Justin Sienna 8. Back with the second quarter after this.
More local sports coverage with Ira C. Smith on the way on KVON Napa.
Need physical therapy? Contact Napa Valley Physical Therapy Center. Bruce McCall and his partner, Rob Brandon, are available to assist you in evaluating and treating any injury from any sport or work-related problems for any age. So if an injury occurs or a physical problem exists, contact Napa Valley Physical Therapy Center with a tradition of quality care and clinical excellence since 1952. Located at 433 Soskal Avenue in the Gasser Building, Napa Valley Physical Therapy.
You're listening to local sports coverage on KVON Napa.
Here's Ira C. Smith.
We're at the Dan Clark Gymnasium now as we get set for the second quarter of the basketball from the Vine Valley Athletic League, as the Napa team has a one-point lead going into this second quarter of action. Hewen stays out there, but into the lineup is Belle Weld. Isabel is her name. She's a 5'5 junior. She comes into the lineup for the first time. Hewen with the ball. Passes to Wilson. Wilson fakes left. Passes to the right. Three-point attempt. It's good! Firing it up from well out was Belle Wells. And she gets the first basket for her. and it happens to be a three-pointer, and the Braves make an interception. Rosenbrand with the ball. Quickly into the forecourt. Down low post left side. A shot by Wright is partially blocked, and Napa comes away with the ball. As they bring it into the forecourt, Girard passes to Gislett at the top of the key. Working it in the middle now, and they pass underneath. There's a shot up and around, and good! A good play inside by Grace Sedgley. The 5'9 junior gets her first basket. Napa using a 1-2-2 zone defense as the Braves can't get the ball underneath the basket. Gislett steals, comes down, goes up, missed, but was fouled by Wright. Isabel Wright picking up her second personal foul. That'll put Gislett to the free throw line. In the first quarter, Anna, a 5'4 senior, had one out of two, and she sights and fires the first one up, and it spins out. Looked like that was better than halfway down, but spun back out. Back up there now, as trying to break the tie. We're at 11-11 right now, and she splits the free throws as she makes that second shot. So Napa goes ahead 12-11. Each team with 3 points here in the and the ball is stolen away, and Napa gets it right back. Gislett goes up, shoots, miss. Loose ball rebound, and it comes out to Napa's Newman, and Newman drives to the baseline, and that may be a foul on Wright. If it is, that'll be her third. No, it is not on Wright. It's on Wilson. So Wilson, a 6 foot junior, picks up her first personal foul. Gisletta inbounds the ball to Wickersham. Now back there is a ball that's deflected, and it is Wilson comes out with it to Hewen. Hewen coming down, driving. She's double teamed there, and the ball is taken away from her. Napa gets it back. Napa's slowing down the tempo a bit now. Minute and a half gone here in the second quarter. Goes right side to Gislett. Looks at a three. Doesn't take it. They stay behind the arc, though. So now Gislett, bounce pass, comes over to the left side to Wickersham. Tries a long one. No good. Rebound taken by Sedgley. Pass underneath to Gislett. Missed the shot. Ball tipped around. Sedgley gets it. Puts it up and scores. Grace Sedgley gets her second field goal in this quarter. Napa with a three-point lead now. And there is another steal by that, well, almost steal as the ball went down. Wickersham did a good job, but the Braves control. And a long three tried no good this time by Wells. Rebounded by Napa. Gislett him under to Sedgley. Up again and scores again. Grace Sedgley with her third field goal in this quarter. Wow. As the Braves are going to have to work on their ball control now, as Napa's defense has been really bothering them.
They absolutely have. In fact, Justin has already turned the ball over 14 times, and we're not even halfway through the second quarter. But I have to say, those turnovers are not so much the result of sloppy play by Justin. It's ferocious defense by Napa. These are forced errors that they're making Justin give up the basketball. Justin's on a pace to have about 40 turnovers tonight, so they're going to have to figure out a way to avoid that. But it's great defense by Napa that's the root cause of it.
Absolutely, that Napa defense. It's the 1-2-2 full court pressure, about three-quarter court now. Hewen still in the backcourt, gets it over to Griffin. Back to Hewen, drives right side, goes baseline. Her shot is blocked, and she was fouled, and she goes down hard, and particularly on that right hand. She jumps back up, though, very resilient there. She's holding that right hand up close to her body there, and she'll be getting two shots. You could do that foul was on.
I'm sorry, I missed it.
So Hewen eyes the basket, and her free throw is no good. Newman was called for that last foul. And the first free throw is no good by Mary Hewen. Back to the line. Next free throw is no good. So the Braves are repeating what they did the other night when they made 4 out of 16 in the first half from the foul line. And tonight they are 0-for-3 so far in this game. Underneath the shot, up and banked in nicely by Newman. So Anna Newman, who picked up that foul in the last time down court on the offensive. Ewan is shoved, and she is fouled. And that is going to be on Wickersham. Devin Wickersham picking up the personal foul. The 1-and-1 is in effect now for Ewan. Ewan needs to make the first to get the bonus. Takes her time. Her free throw is no good, so she's 0-for-3 in this quarter. And the team is 0-for-4 so far in the game. And Napa with the rebound has a 7-point lead as they bring the ball front court. Gisletta top of the key. Used up the dribble. Pivots around. Finally finds someone open. Takes it to right side to Armstrong Brown. Bounce pass back out toward the top of the key. Now to Sedgley. Working it to Newman. Back to Sedgley. Goes up. Shoots. Scores again. Grace Sedgley with 4 field goals in this quarter has given her team a 9-point lead, has helped out on that. They're coming down Wilson. Her shot is, her shot is blocked after the pass. And Gisletta come down, goes up, shoots and scores off the fast break. And Gisletta gets her first field goal in the game. And Napa has doubled the score. And there's another steal by Napa. Their tenacious defense is just tearing the Justin team apart here in this quarter. Justin Shen is in a zone defense now. It's almost a 1-3-1 type zone that they are using. And Napa's passing the ball around. There's Gisletta trying a three. No good. Rebound. Good by Sedgley. And fouled. My goodness. Grace Sedgley has 10 points in this quarter. Wow. And she was fouled on the play by Rosenbrand. Now back into the lineup is Cassie Richardson for the Braves. Ewan will go to the sideline. Ewan is still holding that right arm. She came down hard on that, and she's on the bench now. But free throw is good by Sedgley. Why not? I mean, she's having a heck of a quarter, 11 points here in this quarter. And Napa has scored 16 points in the quarter. Here's Wright driving in. Little daylight goes up, missed the shot, but was fouled on the play. Just inside of 3.5 minutes to go. We're in the second quarter of play, and it will be Isabella Wright, free throw line. She's 0-for-1. On the season, 35 out of 68. Free throw is no good. The Braves have made less than 50% of their free throws. And tonight, they have missed 100%. They are 0-for-5 at the foul line. So Isabella Wright, as we mentioned, 35 out of 68 on the season, missed the next free throw. They're 0-for-6 now, as Ewan and Wright each have missed all 3 of their free throws. Rebounded by Napa. Gisletta brings it forecourt. Gets it over to Armstrong Brown. The ball is deflected away, retrieved by Napa High. They got 10 in there to get the ball. Comes over to the right side to Armstrong Brown. Punched away. Tennant saves it from going out to Gisletta. Drives in, goes up and scores. Oh, good move down the lane that time by Anna Gisletta. And she's got a couple quick field goals here in this quarter. 27 to 11. Now, boy, this Frazier defense has really triggered a problem for Justin Sienna. Underneath the basket, a shot up. No good. They worked it nicely to Galambos, but she missed the shot. And Napa gets the rebound. Armstrong Brown, forecourt. Ball's punched away by Wright, and that's going to be 3 fouls on Isabella Wright. And they can ill afford to lose her, but that is her 3rd personal foul. So she will come out of the lineup, and Wilson will come in, taking her spot on the court. Armstrong Brown triggers the inbound, up with a shot. No good, as she had Armstead coming down the lane, but the rebound is put up and scored by Armstrong Brown. off of the missed shot there by Armstead. And there's a steal by, it's tipped out of bounds. It was Gizletta that made the steal, but couldn't control the ball and went out of bounds. Theodore Willis is trying to point something out back at midcourt. Justin Santa gets the ball out of bounds. Justin has only scored 2 points in this quarter, or 3 points, we should say, on the three-point basket. Wilson has it on the high post and throws it too high to Gabriella Richardson. You know that had to be high because Gabriella is 6 feet tall, and it was too high up for her to reach. Here's Gizletta on the high dribble as she brings the ball forecourt. Quarter court, right side, free throw line extended area. Gets it over now to Sedley. Open for a little eight-footer, and scoring is Gizletta. And she has scored 7 points in this quarter, and Sedley has scored 11 points in the quarter. Between them, they've scored 18 points, and they've upped the lead to 31 to 11. Well, when Bell Wells made that three-pointer, it looked pretty good for Justin Sienna. And then since then, it has been all Napa high.
It absolutely has. Napa's shooting in this quarter is just tremendous. They've made 10 out of 17. That's 59% shooting in this second quarter, Ira.
Well, that's defense is what's setting a lot of that up, too. But the good movement in there by Sedgley. You know, talking to Tim Malloy again, when you think the name Sedgley, you frequently think of Vinnie Chai, because I think her Grace's grandmother used to work there in the office at Vinnie.
Yeah, and I think her aunt went to school there, and I think that she coaches at Vintage, her aunt. So, yeah, it's weird to see them at Napa High for sure.
All right, play resumes now. Justin Santa with the ball needs to get something going. The pass goes over to Griffin. Griffin starts at right baseline. Ball is deflected. Scramble for a loose ball. And a jump ball is going to be ruled. So that will be another turnover against Justin Santa as they mount up.
16 on the turnover meter for Justin.
Napa leading 31 to 11. Just under a minute and a half to go in the first half. Napa with the ball. The ball is deflected out of bounds. Nice job defending over there by Gabriella Richardson. She has her younger sister, Cassie Richardson, also on the squad. Cassie got two early points for the Braves. And Gabriella also had two early ones. Both are excellent students, straight A students, might add, for the Richardsons. Napa with the ball. An underhand scoop shot is up no good by Armstead. And the rebound is to Justin Sienna. But they lose it. Napa gets another steal. Goes to Armstrong Brown. She looks. Gets it underneath to Sedgley. Scores again. Can you believe it? 13 points in this quarter for Sedgley. My goodness. She is... Her grandfather, Scott Sedgley, is in attendance tonight. He's going to be very pleased with what he has seen. Vintage, we should say Napa, gets back on defense quickly as Ewan drives baseline, goes up with a jumper. It's no good. Wilson, rebound, back up, no good. And Ewan tried for the rebound, but it's taken instead by Sedgley. Gets the lead pass out to the left wing. Over there to Gerard. Into the corner to Armstrong Brown, guarded there by Griffin. Looks, finds cutting into the lane, and the foul is called as Armstead got the ball, and Napa will go to the line. A foul is called on Justin Sienna's Cassie Richardson, and that'll put Armstead at the line. She scores the first free throw. This is Callie Armstrong, a 5'6 senior, and they're one of seven seniors on Napa squad. And she makes both free throws. Napa also has five juniors and one sophomore. Griffin in the backcourt. We're in the final seconds now, 5 seconds to go, as Griffin gets it over to Ewan. Ewan has to fire it up from well out, and it's going to be short as the half has come to an end. Well, that three-point basket early in the quarter by Bell Wells was the only scoring by Justin Siena in that second quarter. Napa, on the other hand, came through with 26 points in the quarter, led by Grace Sedgley with 13 points. Anna Gisletta had 8 points, or has 7 in that quarter. She had one back in the first quarter as well. So what a big quarter that was for Napa High. So we'll take a break here for our KVON Sports Boosters, and we'll be back with a halftime guest where the score, the Dan Clark Gymnasium, is Napa High 35, Justin Siena 11.